Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Last Thing She Told Me by Linda Green. Published by Quercus Books in 2018, today is all about secrets, shame, and motherhood. Nicola's grandmother, Betty, is on her deathbed. Before Betty slips away, she leaves Nicola her house and one final request. She asks Nicola to look after her babies at the bottom of the garden. Nicola is shocked, obviously, and confused, and Nicola's mother tells her that her grandmother was talking nonsense. But when Nicola's daughter, Maisie, finds a fairy bone while playing in Betty's back garden, Nicola wonders whether her grandmother was telling the truth. Nicola brings in the police to investigate, but her mother vehemently opposes her and tells her to leave secrets where they are. Nicola ignores her, and when the police start to DNA test the bones and skulls found under the fairy statues at the bottom of her grandmother's garden, her mother cuts off all contact with Nicola. Nicola is left on her own to find out the truth. Was her grandmother Betty a child murderer? And what does her mother know about this? And what is she unwilling to say? The Last Thing She Said to Me is a powerful, heartbreaking story of shame and secrets. I'm ordinarily not the most emotional person in the world, but as I finished this book sitting in the hairdressers, I was left reeling when I reached the final page. I'll try to tell you more, but without spoilers, but be aware this book covers some tough issues like rape and sexual assault. Nicola is a determined woman. She ignores her mother and advice from her husband to get to the bottom of the secret bones in the garden. And yet Nicola is struggling with her own secrets and shame and sense that she's a failure. Her first daughter, Ruby, was born from a one-night stand. And her daughter, now a moody 13-year-old, is desperate to know who her real father is. Nicola's relationship with her own mother is fraught and complex. Her mother cuts off all contact with the whole family, including her granddaughters Maisie and Ruby, just to teach Nicola a lesson. The story of Nicola's investigation is juxtaposed with the diary entries of another girl from the past who's forced into a sexual relationship with an older man. The taboos of the past prevent her from speaking out, and she has to succumb to his demands. But not all men in this book are bad. This is juxtaposed with a series of love letters from 1944 from a Canadian Air Force pilot named William to Betty. And there's also Nicola's supportive husband who wants to help however he can, if Nicola will let him. This book is an emotional journey filled with hard but unfortunately real issues of power and shame. It made me wonder how many women out there have suffered with this overwhelming shame and guilt their entire lives and what it must have done to them. So if you like complex family relationships, tough topics, bones in the bottom of the garden, and feisty women, I recommend you check out The Last Thing She Told Me by Linda Green. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.